Good morning. You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio. I'm Dan Wanshura. Trailhead parking lots have often been packed during the pandemic. People are out hiking, getting fresh air, and they're taking their dogs along. But sometimes dog owners unleash their hounds and let them run free. That can lead to nervous moments on the trails. Red Pine Radio producer Sam Augusta reports.
On a cloudy Sunday at the Pelizzari Natural Area in Peninsula Township, Wendy Dorman jogs with her dog, Daisy. On this run, Daisy is on a leash, but sometimes Wendy lets her run wild.
Oh, I come into the parking lot, I see how many cars are there, and that's how I determine whether or not I'm going to let her off. Today, the parking lot's full, so no, we didn't go off leash. It's more fun off leash, of course. And it's getting busier here, so I haven't been able to do it very often lately.
Daisy isn't a very menacing dog. She's a poodle mix. But others can be more intimidating. Sometimes they can jump up on kids, or they might even bite. Kelly Reynolds lives in Traverse City with Tucker, her cattle dog mix. She says if she comes to a trailhead parking lot that's full, she'll go to another one.
Sure enough, if the trailhead's pack, there's going to be a lot of people, and there's going to be people with dogs that are off-leash.
Kelly says it's really nerve-wracking meeting an off-leash dog. That's because Tucker can feel threatened when another dog surprises him.
And I grab Tucker and kind of put myself in between him and the dog that's kind of rushing, and I yell to the owner, I said, please grab your dog, please leash your dog. And he said, oh, well, my dog's friendly, it's okay. I said, yes, but mine's not.
Not only might the dogs get into a tussle, but the owners might as well.
He yelled at me and he said, well, why did you bring your unfriendly dog to a public place? And I said, my dog's perfectly friendly if another dog isn't rushing up to him. I said, but also that sign at the trailhead, it says dogs must be on leash. It doesn't say dogs must be friendly.
That does happen a lot in the parks. You know, they do tend to get in confrontations over the situation.
That's Grand Traverse County Animal Control Supervisor Jamie Kroll. She says unleashed dogs are their number one problem.
That's probably 75% of what we do is dogs running at large for whatever reason, whether they're attended by their owner or whether they're not.
Michigan has a leash law. Any dog that's off their property and not on a leash is technically breaking that law. Hunting dogs are an exception. If an unleashed dog is caught, the owners could face a fine.
Well, those are set by the courts, but usually around $120 is the initial violation.
Back at the Pelizzari Natural Area, Emily and Peter Sheridan of Traverse City are out for a walk with their dog, Birdie. They found a solution that gives them and their dog the best of both worlds.
We have a stupid long leash. We have a really long leash for her, so she can still get ahead of us and
but we still have control.
Wander around and smell the smells. But if we see people come in, or another dog, or a jogger, or something, we can still reel her in and get her under control.
Yeah.
For Interlochen Public Radio, I'm Sam Augusta.